Episode 145, Life is Precious.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on
the radio. Happy day, ladies. How are you doing? It is tea time. Okay, no, right now I'm in the mood for some lemon water. That's it. What about you? What are you drinking today? I am so glad you're here and we get time to chat because you know what? I have really been thinking about you all a lot lately. And today we're talking about life is precious. And as moms, we see that. But I believe too, at the same time, it's very easy for every single one of us in our lives to take things for granted. I was reminded of that actually today in recording this. A good friend of mine, her husband passed away unexpectedly. They were on vacation and he passed away. It's a very sad thing, yet at the same time it's not. And I'm going to come back to that here because I really want you to think about where you are in your life, in your legacy. Abraham Lincoln says this, "In the end, it's not the years in your life that count. It's the life in your years." You see, my good friend Holly lost her husband, Darren. He was a very godly man, absolutely loved his beautiful children. And he served in the church. He served everyone. He always had a smile on his face. And he spoke very boldly about his Christian belief. In the short years that I actually was able to know him, because we're no longer living in the same town, we have since moved, he was just a man that you could count on. And as I look now that he was young and he's no longer here, it wasn't about the number of years that he spent here on earth, but how he spent his years. I truly believe that he left this earth with no regrets. And I was reminded of that as I showed my daughter and I showed my husband and I said, "Do you remember this family?" And as we looked on and reflected, it brought up interesting conversations. My daughter quickly said, "Mom, you just don't know when you'll take your last breath." And this isn't one that I want you to think that, "Oh my gosh, Christiane, you're being kind of like, this is, you're talking about death and all of that." I don't want to think about that. I want to be uplifted. Well, you see, life is precious. And I think because we get involved and wrapped up in the chaos and the busyness of life, that we forget that life is precious. We tend to stray away from the "what if I don't wake up tomorrow morning?" Because you see, God doesn't promise tomorrow morning. You have to be in the present. Be present. Be incredible. And yeah, that's truly what I believe. We don't know when we're going to take that last breath. And I know growing up, when I was a child, I lost people that I loved. Think about the people that you love and who you have lost, the loved ones that you've lost, family and friends. What is it that it takes a tragedy in order for us to be kind of shaken, stirred, for us to realize that life is precious? Abraham Lincoln, when he said, "In the end, it's not the years in your life that count, it's the life in your years." I am going to get a little biblical here. Think about Jesus Christ. Do you think he only would have come if he knew he was only going to have 30-some years here on earth? Really? Uh-uh. It wasn't about the number of years. It was the life in those years. He came with a purpose. You see, this dear friend of mine who's passed away, and praise the Lord, I can celebrate because he's with our Heavenly Father. So in that, he's in the best place ever. We'll, of course, miss him here on earth, but the celebration begins at the same time. He lived a full life. He lived it always moving forward. So today, I really want to inspire and motivate you to think about it. If you were to take your last breath today, what is the legacy that you would leave? Do you like really where you are? Do you like how you have, I mean, the relationships that you have with your husband, the relationship you have with your children, maybe your grandchildren, with your friends? Maybe there's an estranged relationship that's happening that you need to go fix by forgiveness, by grace and mercy. You see, we're not guaranteed tomorrow, but we are today at this moment. Be present. Life is precious. As our school year is coming to a close, I think about all the children now that are out and going to go and enjoy summertime and summer activities. My kids are already looking forward to it. They're like, "Mom, are we going on vacation yet?" I'm like, "We haven't even been out of school for 12 hours." And they're saying, "When's vacation time? When can we get away? We want to go visit grandma." You know how it is. That anticipation, that longing for. But when we get caught up in our busyness, where are you? Are you caught up in your busyness? Are you caught up in your career? Are you caught up in your what ifs? Are you caught up even in your goals? What really matters to you? If today was your last breath, what legacy would you leave behind? Maybe it's a legacy that you really want. Then praise the Lord. I am excited and ecstatic for you. That just warms my heart. I mean, and it's not even my heart. It warms my soul, my innermost being, that if that's where you are, oh, that is fabulous. Exclamation, exclamation, fabulous. But if you're like, oh, no, Christiane, that's not where I'm at. I've got some issues with my husband I need to resolve. And my daughter and I, man, we've been fighting. Since she's been off to college, I don't know what to do. My son-in-law, since he's part of the family, I just have kind of ignored him and haven't made him a part. Well, and then it's my dad. I don't know what it is about my dad, but we don't talk anymore. Where are you? Where are you being pulled from? How do you want your legacy to look like? Because there is going to be one day that your eulogy will be read. And you know what's interesting? What our resume says, our CV, has nothing to do with our eulogy. They're not going to say, "Oh, guess what? Sam was awesome. He was amazing at the market. He knew and he watched it. He was the best financial planner ever." Really? That's not what a eulogy is. But yet that's what we live for right now, is what our resume says. Maybe we need to be looking from the other perspective and say, "Oh my gosh, what do I want to leave behind? What do I want to gift?" Because you see, when you leave this earth, I believe, okay, as a Christian, you're going to go to heaven, okay? If you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, you are going to heaven. And that's awesome. But the thing is, you still are going to have family and friends here that you leave behind. What gifts do you want to give them? You see, it's not about leaving it behind, but you are giving them. You're granting them gifts. That's your legacy. So what gift are you giving? Remember, life is precious. We don't know how long we'll have. You know, I've shared with you all my father who passed away at 65. Oh my goodness. My babies don't have their papa anymore. But you know what? It wasn't the amount of years that counted. It was the life in those years. Everything that he did, the little gifts of life that he gave to my grandbabies, or his grandbabies, my babies. We still talk about it today. That's a legacy. So I ask you one more time, if today was your last day, what legacy would you leave? What legacy would you gift? Let's say it that way. What legacy would you gift to your family, to your friends? Are you ready? Are you ready to ignite the fire within you and say, you know what? I am where I am, and I want to be even better, but I'm on the right track. And if you're not sure that you're on the right track, then guess what? It takes one step. One step. Maybe it's simply that you want to have a conversation that you've never had with your child. And you just want to tell them, I love you. You know, it's weird, but those three words are the hardest words to say. We either say it too much or we don't say it enough. But the key is, are you saying it? Life is precious. What gift are you leaving? What gift are you giving? I know you have an amazing legacy because you sit here and you listen and you're like, yes, I get that. I want to be present. I want to be incredible. I want to be me. God has created you with a purpose. And you know what? He sees your life as precious. So let's look at your life. You need to accept that your life is precious and the lives that you touch are precious. Don't waste a minute. Don't let a moment go by. And if you are struggling in that area and you're not even sure where to begin, please reach out to me. I would love to chat with you. Okay? You can find me at createyournow.com. Come on over there. You can send me an email. You can give me a voicemail. I will pray for you. I truly mean from the bottom of my heart that I love you. The legacy that I believe, and I put it out there for you all, is that I want everyone to know that they are loved for who they are and where they are in their life, no strings attached. Now, that doesn't mean I have to accept and what their actions are, but that's not what I said. I said them as a person. I love you very much, and life is precious. Don't let it go by and you go away leaving regrets. Remember, you're here to gift a legacy. Life is precious. It's what counts in life is your life. I love you very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Make it a great day. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.